Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring real-world Dar, Millennial Jen, and not-so-silent Bob. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you think, and they'll always end on a happy note.
In today's episode, we're talking about, did you have chores growing up? Or what kind of chores did you have growing up? So, Bob.
I'm going to start.
Yes.
All right. Well, yes, I did have chores. Not big chores. I mean, it wouldn't, like, I suppose if I lived on a farm, I know there'd be a lot more chores. We did have relatives on the farm, and I got to go ahead and participate in those chores when we visited them.
So you didn't live on a farm.
But I remember, you know, I learned how to milk cows and all that other stuff because I kind of traveled along, or I should say tailed along with my cousins who did do that stuff. I lived in the city. I mean, I basically was, I lived in Chicago. So my big chore was mowing the grass.
Mm.
And my grandma, who we refer to as Busha, which is a Polish name for grandma, that was her job, the outside, but she was on my back. And I never could understand why she had no patience at all. I mean, when she wanted the grass mowed, she wanted it mowed right now.
Mm.
And I, you know, to this day, now I kind of understand, being much older than I was then, if you don't get it done, you forget what you're doing. So that's why she was so impatient. She wanted it done now so she didn't have to think about it anymore.
So it wasn't like a weekly, like,
well, it was whenever the grass needed mowing. It depended on the weather
The
rain and everything. So, and Grandma,
right.
Busha, because Busha might have thought, I didn't think it needed it. But if she thought it needed it, I had to get it done.
Okay.
Other than that, it's the usual stuff. Keeping my room straight, which I didn't do a good job on. The big chore I had. This really is different from today generation. Even though I was born and raised in the city, in the inner city,
mm-hmm.
We didn't have, well, there was like one kind of dinky supermarket, you could call it, an IGA, but they weren't like the IGAs today, not even like Pat's IGA here.
He's not giving any names of any stores at all.
Yeah. I mean, they were little grocery stores, little mom-and-pop grocery stores.
Yep.
And my big job was once a week I had to go ahead and walk a block to pick up a gallon of milk, and they were also in the returnable bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a gallon of milk or two sometime and some bread and bring that home.
Okay.
And I got to know the name, you know, I mean, and you didn't go in and pick it yourself. You got in the store. It was a little tiny space, you know, and there's the owner's behind the counter and you say, I need a gallon of milk and I need some bread. They'd go back and get it and bring it out. And then you'd bring that home.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Now, what years are we, just for the audience to know?
1950s.
The 50s. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, for me, I grew up in an extended family household. So, my mom and my grandmother and my mom's siblings and me, I was the only child.
Me too.
So, yeah. See, look at that. So, there was a lot of people in the house. So, there was plenty of help to go around. But I would say more. Pretty consistently, there was dishes to wash. So we had a rotation of who had to wash the dishes. There was a pretty consistent schedule with that. But I feel like it was, you know how you go to a job and they say other duties as assigned? It was like that. So my grandmother could say, go in there and clean your room or clean the bathroom or whatever. And so we just had to be ready to do whatever. But I would say probably the dishes was pretty consistent of something that I had to do.
You reminded me. We had to wipe the dishes. We never got to wash them, though.
What do you mean, wipe?
Dry the dishes?
Yeah.
Oh, the dry. Okay.
Dry. Oh, that's okay. Dry. I always call it wiped.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, Bob, I was kind of surprised when you, maybe this is me thinking silly, but when I think of someone living in Chicago, I don't think of them having a yard with grass. I don't know why I think of apartment buildings, but you had a home with a yard and grass.
It was
and all
a two-flat. They called them two-flats, and it was just sort of a rectangular building, you know, straight. My grandma, my grandpa lived upstairs with my aunt, my uncle, and two cousins, and my dad and my mom and two of us, we lived downstairs. And basically, we were really raised with all these people together.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you're talking about, too, huh, Dar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. But we were like, iron people.
Iron people?
Yeah, like my grandmother was hardcore with ironing clothes.
Oh,
keeping
yes.
your shoes clean.
I forgot about that.
So those felt like chores to me. But if your shoe strings were dirty, or your shoes were dirty, your white tennis shoes.
Oh, yes.
You got to go in there.
My
and clean
mom
them.
Even ironed our underwear.
Yeah, I used to iron slips.
Wow. Do you iron to this day? I don't iron anything.
Very rarely.
Yes,
very rarely.
No, I don't do it either.
Yeah.
I just stick it back in the dryer and hope
but
that
But to think about
down.
That, you still find ironing boards in motels and stuff. And
oh,
irons.
Yeah. No, I mean, I still have an ironing board, and I believe in a really quality iron. But, and Derek he likes to iron, and he likes starch pants and all that kind of stuff.
You asked about our yard. We had a yard, and we even had a vegetable garden in the yard. Mm. And I even got a little plot of vegetable area that my grandma mm-hmm. gave me, because she was in charge of that, too. Mm. But then they put a garage on top of the vegetable garden, and so that was the end of that. But I still had grass to mow.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because when I'm thinking inner city, how much space did you get to,
It was just like, I don't know, maybe 50 feet wide by 100 feet deep. I mean, you can see it kind of around here in Hancock, those old-fashioned houses. So it wasn't a very big lot, so it wasn't a lot of mowing, but I still complained.
So what about you, Jen? What kind of chores did you have growing up?
None. I literally had not a single chore that I ever did maybe in my whole life.
Really?
No, I didn't have one. I didn't cook. I didn't clean. I was very engaged in extracurriculars. I don't know if that's generational or not, but I had piano, dance, softball, basketball. From the time I woke up to the time I went to bed, my life was scheduled for me from school to practices and rehearsals. And so there really wasn't a lot of time for that. And when I was home, I was allowed to be a kid and to just play and do whatever I wanted. So no, I didn't have chores, which is funny because my children, I have four kids, they have a lot of chores. I'm very adamant. Like my kids, they're, 13, 11, 9. They wash dishes, they cook, they clean,
good for you.
I don't know, because I didn't feel prepared to adult, but I am preparing my children to adult and to adult hardcore. So
good for you.
Well, I guess it skips a generation, but
maybe.
I had no chores.
But also, I didn't think about laundry. I don't know when I started doing laundry, but I was wondering, for your kids, at what age do you think you'll start introducing them to?
They start laundry when they're 6 and 7.
Okay. They are doing.
Yeah.
They are doing laundry.
Yeah, no, we have assigned laundry days. Everyone in our family has a day that they're allowed to do their laundry, and only on that day. So if you don't do your laundry on that day, then your laundry doesn't get done and you have dirty clothes. Yeah, so, I mean, with a family of 6, that's
You got to manage. Everybody got to do their part.
Yeah.
So what do you do if the kids don't pick up their stuff and they leave it around the house for people to trip on? Do you do anything kind of rough?
Discipline?
Yeah.
No, we every day we do 15 minutes of cleaning. So we all just chip in and pick up for 15 minutes.
That's a great idea.
And just, so it's not overwhelming. And we just kind of work together to keep things clean. It's funny because I don't think of myself as really routine or disciplined, but as I hear myself talking,
a regimen. It's a regimen.
Well, everybody has their dish nights and their laundry nights and their cooking nights, and we kind of run it like a ship or something. I've never been on a ship, but maybe
or
that's
military.
Military. It sounds a little military when I say it.
You should start calling her Sarge.
It's surprising to me because I don't think of myself that rigid, but I guess that's how I run my house.
A system. You just have a system.
Yeah, have a system.
Yeah.
When I was raising kids, we basically told them once or twice, pick up that something or another. And if they didn't pick it up, we picked it up and they lost it.
For a
period of time.
Yeah, my kids would lose all their belongings if I did that. They'd have nothing, Bob.
Okay, so I have a laundry question before we close out. How do you sort your laundry?
Yeah, no, we don't. We
just throw everything.
So everyone in our house has a dirty basket and a clean basket, and you throw your dirty clothes in the dirty basket, you throw it in the washer, and when it comes out, you put it in your clean basket. So if you fold your clothes, you put it in the closet, that is up to you, but you can live out of your clean basket. And when you take it off, it goes in the dirty basket. We just, like I said, I guess I sound a little militant, but that's how we roll.
Well, that's good, but because I sort blues and blacks and whites and reds.
Are you picky?
I do.
How many loads of laundry are you doing?
Don't ask that question. And if I would do them like every week like Derek does, I don't. But he'd pick up some of my laundry. But yeah, I have to have all my things sorted, and certain things I don't dry. So
wow.
I have to hang dry stuff. So
yeah.
I would never, ever wash reds with whites, ever.
You just wash everything in cold. Ask any mother. She'll tell you.
Wash everything. But, yeah, I don't know if I'll ever get there.
That's okay. I don't have four kids.
I started doing clothes right. laundry when I was in college because I didn't do anything. And basically, you know, I catch as catch can. I learned as I went.
Yeah.
And only thing my mom told me is don't mix whites with colors.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I remember having done. Okay. And I use bleach.
Yeah, I'm a bleacher.
Oh, my gosh. Big bleach thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I didn't use bleach, I found out that things get pretty yucky looking pretty quick.
Yeah.
Or you just maybe don't even want white clothes anymore.
Right, you just don't.
Yeah, I just don't buy white clothes, y'all. That is the problem. Once you have a baby, you stop wearing white because you're just going to be wearing whatever they ate or whatever they played in. As a mother, I don't buy white clothes. I won't have white furniture. I won't have light carpet.
Well, then don't do yellow or anything like that either, because then you can't use bleach to get out those stains.
I don't use bleach because I don't have anything white.
Or
literally
yellow.
Nothing. No, I just avoid creams, beiges, light colors.
Smart.
I wear black. All right.
Okay.
Well, I think that's it for today then, yeah?
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and we will see you or hear from you or talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit GenXYI.com. That's GenXYI.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit GenXYI.com. That's GenXYI.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts.